What's it going to be like next week preparing for multiple opponents? I was asking Coach Nolan about that.
Yeah, it's going to be weird is what it's going to be. It's going to be weird. I've never really been in that situation before, and I don't care for that. I like to focus on one team. It's hard when you've got as many as three teams that you're going to be preparing for. But the flip side is there's no pressure. I mean, you know, I look at it as it's bonus work. I mean, we're still going to have our same amount of preparation time after we find out who we are playing, but it's definitely going to be a unique situation.
Do you do anything specifically to kind of keep the guys engaged when you don't have an opponent like that?
Well, mainly that comes down from Coach Smith, and I wasn't here last time, but I mean, Coach Smith has reinforced to the players that we're going to take a different approach than they took last time, and we're going to practice more, and we call it Falcons on Falcons. We'll work against our own defense, which, you know, our defense gives us as hard a looks as we see all year from anyone with all the moving around they do. So it really tests our protection rules, tests our reads, our route adjustments, all that kind of stuff. So I think we'll be able to stay sharp and get our work done next week while at the same time working on those teams we might play the final.
Screen game's been effective recently, both to your backs and your wide receivers. Talking to Matt, he thinks that can kind of be like an extension of the run game because it's, you know, high percentage passes.
Yep.
Is that kind of your philosophy on that?
Well, our philosophy is we say turn it into a punt return. You know, we say get our screen started, and your screen game is good when you got good guys to throw it to. And, you know, we're throwing it to good guys who can make plays, and our linemen have really bought in. To, you know, normally on a screen game, a screenplay, if you can just get it started and get one block at the point of attack, you're going to make yards. And when you have good players, then make yards can turn into explosive plays. We've been fortunate that that's happened. And we've got some screens that have been blow-ups, too, that haven't looked so pretty. But turnovers and explosive plays are your two main things in offensive football. And so if a screen can up your percentage of creating an explosive play, obviously it's a good thing.
Sure. Go ahead.
Normally, we're passing the ball, you know, the potential drawbacks are turnovers or incompletions if you're trying to run the clock. But does the screens kind of take those two elements out because it's a high percentage pass for the most part?
I mean, you could make that case. I don't think we look at it that way. I mean, the other thing, you know, screens do is it makes the defensive lineman run. I mean, it makes the defensive lineman chase, and there's so many teams in the NFL that have excellent front fours, and, you know, making those guys chase and wearing them down a little bit, that's an advantage to the screen game.